There are about 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States. Recently, the U.S. government has come under increasing pressure from the right and the left to address the problem. And the debate over immigration heated up last week in Congress. In December, the House of Representatives passed a version of an immigration reform bill that calls for tough border security and considers illegal immigrants felons. However, the Senate, whose version of immigration reform is less punitive, recently failed to pass a bill before its two-week spring recess. The Senate measure would have reinforced border security while simultaneously providing a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. Despite the setback, the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee vows to take up the issue again after the congressional recess. Jose Carreño, correspondent with the Mexican daily El Universal, says Mexicans, who make up the largest block of illegal immigrants, view the debate with growing concern.
The bill that was approved by the House in December is considered a very nasty piece of legislation, very repressive and unnecessarily confrontational. The Senate bill was regarded as a better compromise. Nobody argues the right of the United States to watch its borders. But at the same time, there are ways to do it. For us, the main point is what happened with the 11 or so million undocumented workers in the United States. About 56% of those are Mexican. They represent very important economic infusion for the Mexican economy.
Advocates of the Senate compromise bill believe immigrants contribute significantly to the U.S. economy as well by doing jobs many Americans refuse to do. Jose Carreño favors a guest worker program that Senate legislation would have included had it passed. This would provide temporary status for immigrants to work in the United States, a program that President Bush also endorses. But Matthias Rüb, Washington bureau chief for Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung, says Germany's Gastarbeiter, or guest worker program, on which the proposed U.S. program is modeled, has not worked very well. He notes that many Turkish Gastarbeiter have been in Germany for more than 20 years.
And then you realize they're not guests, but they come here to work and most of them stay there. And my guess, this is going to be the case with the future guest workers in the U.S. too.
Matthias Rüb says it's unclear whether the House and the Senate might eventually be able to reach a compromise on some sort of guest worker program to ease the problem of illegal immigration.
In the House, there's still the prevailing mood that a guest worker program should not be included, and instead the infamous wall or fence should be built at the Mexican border. Maybe the best thing that could be achieved right now to have a guest worker program, which is, of course, a kind of amnesty. Even nobody is willing to name it like that. To put it bluntly, without an amnesty, I think this problem cannot be resolved. You simply cannot deport 12 million people who are living in this country illegally.
Illegal immigrants come from other parts of the world as well. Korean journalist Hanawon Park of the Yonhap News Agency says New York, Los Angeles, and Washington have large Korean immigrant communities, and about 18% of them are undocumented. They also oppose the House version of immigration reform, and many of them participated in the recent rallies.
The Korean community have similar requests as the other immigrants. There are some cases that people were married to U.S. citizens, but they were undocumented, so couldn't obtain legal status here. In my opinion, the United States is founded by immigrants, so they need to pay attention more to the immigrants and then revise the immigration policies.
Some political analysts say the large rallies of the past few days represent the beginning of a major civil rights movement among Latinos and some other immigrant groups. They are amazed by how the issue has energized and galvanized the Latino community in the United States. Again, Jose Carreño.
They may lose this time. They may lose next year, but I think that in 3-5 years, they will win.
Still, U.S. citizens are polarized over the issue of illegal immigration. The only thing on which they agree is that the current system is not working. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.
This land is yours.